Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, and in stereo on the net at 1400KTUC.net. Hurricane Smith, 1972-73, thereabouts, and oh, babe, what would you say? Israel Kamakawiwa Ole in there, too, before that. Otherwise known as Is, and Somewhere Over the Rainbow, What a Wonderful World. Started off that set of three with Les Brown. Little Sophisticated Swing, 9:33, Breakfast Radio for a Wednesday morning. And, well, Heather Mills took the spill on last night's, actually Monday night's Dancing with the Stars. But it's former basketball star Clyde Drexler who will not be returning to the competition. The NBA great was, never did fare too well with the judges and entered last night's elimination round with only 13 points. And his viewer support wasn't strong enough to spare him from the cut this time. But Clyde described his time on the show as a great experience. So Clyde Drexler off Dancing with the Stars now and on the studio lines this morning to talk more about it. National Dance Champion Jeannie Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. And you?
I'm doing all right. Well, good. Clyde is gone.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, it was a tough week for him, you know, going to China and everything.
It was, and he was a gentleman with everything. He was very, very respectful, very nice and complimentary to everyone. I think he was actually very glad to leave and be able to go back to his tea times. And
yeah, get back on the golf course and take life a little easier now.
Yes.
So Clyde is off, and the one that really surprised me last night is the look on Billy Ray Cyrus's face when he found out he was not cut. He's like, no, oh, man, got to stall. He was like, he was almost angry he wasn't cut.
I know. I think it was a difficult time. The look on his face also when he had to follow Apollo.
Oh, yeah.
Night was...
yeah. So, I knew it was going to be one of the two, Clyde or Billy Ray. But Billy Ray hangs in there, and so does Heather Mills. She took that spill at the end of her routine.
That was tough. I think overall when you looked at her routine, the costuming was not good.
No.
It didn't look flattering. It was not. It was really the worst costume she'd worn. She was awkward in that dance. It was really not her best at all. And I don't think anybody saw that fall coming. But she was very gracious, got up, and tried to take it like a champion.
Like a pro there, trying to do her best to deal with the situation. And, yeah, she wasn't on last in that competition. Just didn't look all that great.
Not at all.
Yeah. Let's see. John Ratzenberger hanging in there.
John's hanging in, and it's by a thread.
Yeah. And by all the Cheers fans, I'm sure, calling and voting for him. So.
And John, at least, is taking it with a humorous attitude and laughing and doing the best he can. He smiled all the way through that one. It was bad, though.
Yeah, it was. But he's having a good time, and he's putting forth a pretty good effort there, trying to keep himself in the running. Let's see.
Layla
looked good.
Sexy, very stylized. She brought back her strength. She still wasn't as grounded as she needs to be, but she came back. You know, she had, I don't know where she had gone, because she came out like, you know, really strong at the beginning, and then she got very weak, and now she's coming back. So let's hope that she can regain and get that powerful control back in her dance.
She is a true athlete, too, that's for sure. Yes.
And a competitor.
Yes, she is. Let's see, Joey Fatone.
Joey, I liked the story he told in that dance.
It was a great story.
It was a beautiful story. Yeah. It just came full circle. I admire that kind of choreography. I think his hand use was a little bit feminine at times, but I don't think all of his body use was feminine. I think they kind of got on him, but he had a good emotion. He tried to emote. It's hard, you know. He was trying to come to that particular style. I think he did overall a very decent job.
And Apollo really kind of...
knocked our socks off.
Knocked everybody's socks off, tore up the floor.
He really stepped it up. It was superb. He's coming out to be quite a little dynamo, and the two of them together have great chemistry. So that's, you know, it's getting tight.
Yep, I think it's going to come down to, let's see, Joey, Layla, and Apollo.
I think Layla is feeling a lot of pressure because we want to have a lady win this eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she's got to step it up. But it's going to be interesting. Yeah, it's going to be tight. It's going to be fun.
Of course, there was Billy Ray. So, yeah.
I the word bad was probably on my sheet maybe five times.
Five times, but he's going to be there at least one more week. So we'll see how he does next week. Did they say what they're going to be dancing to next week? I didn't catch that.
I did not catch that.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
I did not catch that. So I think we'll be surprised, or we'll find out in the media.
Yeah.
In between.
the seven now remaining contenders. We covered everybody there, right? Yeah,
yes,
we did. Okay.
We did.
We'll take another turn on the floor for the next Dancing with the Stars next Monday night on ABC. Speaking of dancing, you have an event coming up this Sunday.
Yes, I do. I have a beginning salsa class. It's a workshop, dinner and dancing. What's going to happen is on Sunday from 4 to 8 at El Parador Restaurant here in Tucson, we have an hour and a half workshop on the fundamentals of how to do salsa and learn the footwork and the hip motion and all of that. Then we break for dinner, provided by El Parador, and then we do another hour and a half class of how to put all that together and get it out on the dance floor so that you can be your own star on the dance floor.
And it is a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's a great class for a person that's not sure, you know, if they can do it. They want to get up. They want to be around people that are also beginning. It's really a fundamental class. Lots and lots of fun. It is a limited registration, and we have a few spots left. So if somebody is wanting to do that and join us in our fun we're going to have on Sunday, all they need to do is call 991-0133, or they can also go to jeannietucker.com, which is JeannieTucker.com.
Okay, and I'll be there with my dancing shoes on, too, just
yes,
in case
will.
I have to fill somebody's position there. So do a little dancing myself this Sunday. Again, the phone number again is
991-0133.
Or check out Jeannie at her website at jeannietucker.com. Thank you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Jim.
Getting back online.